The Midwich Cuckoos by John Wyndham. Read by Jeremy Clyde. One of the luckiest accidents in my wife's life is that she happened to marry a man who was born on the 26th of September. But for that, we should both of us undoubtedly have been home in Midwich on the night of the 26th, 27th, with consequences which, I have never ceased to be thankful, she was spared. Because it was my birthday, however, we set off on the morning of the 26th for London, and a mild celebration. Very pleasant, too. A few satisfactory calls, lobster and chablis at Wheeler's, Ustinov's latest extravaganza, a little supper, and so back to the hotel. Next morning, a leisurely departure on the way back to Midwich. A pause in train, which is our nearest shopping town, for a few groceries, then on along the main road, through the village of Stouch, then the right-hand turn onto the secondary road for... But no. Half the road is blocked by a pole, from which dangles a notice, road closed. And in the gap beside it stands a policeman who holds up his hand. So I stop. The policeman advances to the offside of the car. Sorry, sir. Road is closed. Do you mean I'll have to go round by the Opley Road? Afraid that's closed too, sir. Not both roads, surely. We live in Midwich, you know, Constable. I know, sir. But there's no way there just now. If I were you, sir, I'd go back to train until we get it clear. Janet opens the door on her side and picks up her shopping bag. Well, I'll walk on, and you come along when the road's clear, she tells me. The constable hesitates. Then he lowers his voice. Well, seeing as you live there, ma'am, I'll tell you, but it's confidential, like. It isn't no use trying, ma'am. Nobody can.